Another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. All right, Dr. Eller, today we have a special guest in studio with us that you have brought, Mike Robinson, the Executive Director of Technology, to talk to us about several things that play a part in not only just day-to-day, but just next year, vision for next year. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so glad you're here. We're going to jump into what you have to talk about there in just a minute. But first, the big news of the week, we want to do some special recognition for a moment. The Sylacauga City Schools, particularly Sylacauga High School, has been recognized as a Council for Leaders in Alabama Schools, or CLASS, Banner School for 2026. This is a big achievement. You were in the running with Fayetteville School, Helena Middle School, and Meadow Valley Elementary School, all within our area, if you will. And you came away as the winner. Tell us about this. What it means exactly? This is all really achievement based award, but what does this mean for Sylacauga City Schools?
So throughout the state, there were 189 schools that were nominated. And you have to be nominated by your superintendent. So there were 189 schools that were nominated statewide. And the first layer, they have a committee that comes together. They look at the nominations. They want to see creative programs that really produce positive student outcomes is what they want to see. And so from those 189 submissions, there were about 32 that were actually selected as the first layer, which is a school of distinction. And so about a month ago, we received word that we had been deemed a school of distinction for our district. And as you mentioned, there were three other schools in our district deemed as well. Then Monday at the luncheon, there is another layer of judging that takes place from those schools of distinction. They have another committee that comes together. They look at all those applications again. And from that, they nominate one to be deemed a banner school. So one, it's an extreme, you know, level of competition. But two, it's such an honor because there are eight districts in the state. So that means eight schools.
Yeah.
Out of 189 that were nominated, leave with this level of distinction.
And you didn't know until you arrived that this was going to be yours to take home.
And of course, the director of CLASS I know very well, Dr. Seymour. He was in Opelika prior to being in CLASS, and he and I were both in the Aspiring Superintendents Academy together.
Okay.
I tried to squeeze some information out of him last week, and his lips were sealed. He said he didn't even know.
Okay.
He said when he arrives at the luncheon, he has an envelope with the winners in there, and the envelope is sealed.
Okay.
And so that he does not even know until the moment.
Wow. Well, I know that you were super excited about this. I mean, what a great achievement to bring home. This has got to mean so much to you, just knowing that you're seeing kind of the fruits of your labor, essentially, and not just from your role, but really all the way down to the students in the classroom.
Well, and this would not have come to fruition if it had not been one, the leadership in that building, starting with Mr. Rivers, but two, the staff in that building being willing to alter their schedules as well to be creative. And then third, our students. Mm-hmm. Our students really did the work.
Yeah.
You know, they took the advice, they took the information, they regurgitated it back when it was time to take the ACT, and now we're seeing those results in the large increase in student achievement that we saw. But it takes the whole team being able to work together to take something of this magnitude and really have the results that we've had in that building.
Well, you talk about seeing an increase in achievement. You're also looking to see an increase in enrollment.
And yes, I am.
And I know that, and this adds to that.
And we've been talking about that the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Is giving parents' options and wanting. And just a reminder before we talk to Mike Robinson, we do have our second tour of schools this Thursday. We have about 16 that are signed up to come. We will be traveling to Indian Valley and to Pinecrest that day, and it is Wax Museum Day at Pinecrest. We're excited to showcase that. And we also have several families that are English as second language. Mm-hmm. So we've asked Miss Cooley to come along as well, our EL coach, so that she can help us communicate to those families as well.
Well, I know that the first one was a success. You're going to be able to showcase a lot more this week, and I know it's going to be a lot of fun. So when it comes down to it, you're obviously wanting to showcase the best that Sylacauga City Schools has to offer.
Yes.
And make sure that people are registered for next school year. So
yes, we are already ready.
Yeah. This school year might be winding down, but you're gearing up for next year. This is where Mike Robinson comes in. So, Mike, tell us what we can expect for people that just need to get ready for 2026, 2027. It's hard to even fathom that at this point.
It is. But, you know, we use the summer to prepare for the upcoming school year, and this year we are starting registration early.
Okay.
We normally start registration, online registration, midsummer.
Okay.
But this year we started it last week, actually.
Yeah, okay.
To give the schools time to go through and review all the records and have the kids already placed in their classes and their schedules ready to go.
Yeah.
Versus waiting till the end of July and people are rushing. Plus, you know, over summer, parents and students are the same. It's sure. They're away from school, out of sight, out of mind. They're on vacation. But right now, while it's still the school year, you know, it's easy to reach out to them and remind them every week, please finish this.
Yeah. I mean, once you hit Memorial Day and you start getting into the summer, it's like, you know, you've lost it. So
they get a break. We don't.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So you being on top of it is, I know that bodes well for. Shows everybody that you're on top of it. You have your act together.
Well, this will allow us to have, if we have a better idea of student numbers, mm-hmm. this will allow us to be prepared with class sizes, with resources that are needed for those classes. Instead of us trying to scramble at the last minute right before school starts, mm-hmm. This will help us to be a little more proactive. But it also will help our parents to already have that peace of mind knowing, hey, my child is registered for school. I've already done everything I need to do. Right. And we can just enjoy our summer and show up in August.
I love that. So tell us what's the process of getting registered? What do people need to know? All the basics. And then kind of take us through some of the numbers, too.
All right. So there are actually two different types of registration, new student and returning student.
Okay.
The vast majority are doing returning student. Mm-hmm. We send out what's called a SNAP code. To all the families, it's like a unique ID, kind of verifies that, yes, this is my child. And once they enter that, with returning student, all their information that's in PowerSchool is there for them just to review. So there's very little that they need to enter. So they will review their address, their contacts, their emergency contacts, who can pick up, the health information of the student, and other forms. Gives them a chance to verify the acceptable use policy, the student code of conduct, and also upload their two proofs of residence, which they have to do every year, and an ID of who is filling out the form.
Makes sense.
And what's really special is, let's say you have three children in our district, even two. When you complete any changes for the one child, that actually rolls over immediately to the second child, making it even faster.
Yeah.
So returning student information registration is actually very, very simplistic. And like Dr. Eller said, then it gives them a chance to review it right away, that the schools look at it. If there's any questions, they can email the parent back, make any changes they need to, and they're ready to go.
That's great.
Another thing a lot of people don't realize, possibly, is especially in high school and middle school, it's almost like a university.
Okay.
The students actually complete their course registration online.
Okay.
They say, this is what I want to take. This is what I'm hoping to take. PowerSchool goes in and says, okay, we're running this type of schedule. Let me see how to make that work. But the missing component of that is which students are going to be there. So this allows then the administration, like Gary Rivers, to sit there and go, okay, I had X amount of kids say they want to take calculus. Mm-hmm. And this is the teacher I'm going to teach it, and this is the block I'm going to go with.
Okay.
They plug all that into PowerSchool, and then it generates the schedules for all the kids.
That's fascinating. I've never thought about this, and I'm trying to remember back to my high school time where, like, how did I register for classes? And I feel like it was obviously all done on paper.
Right.
And, that was, 20-plus years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Now just thinking about that, but I do recall, like, in college, doing it online.
Right.
So it's funny to me just that high schoolers are doing it now online. What type of interaction do you see from parents and high schoolers in general when it comes to the ease of registration, in terms of, like, is there any hesitation on what they need to do? And how do you make sure that they're doing it ahead of the deadline specifically?
I would say I think the biggest struggle we've had is maybe with the proof of residency.
Okay.
Would that be documents,
right,
and the easiest,
sure,
way? And PowerSchool makes it really easy that you can use your phone and
just
take a picture.
Automatically upload. Yeah, it doesn't have to be faxed in. It doesn't have to be hand brought in. It doesn't have to be, this extenuating process.
It makes sense, yeah.
It can easily be just snapped with your phone.
Yes, or just like, the other registration was for new student.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same as returning, just
blank. Yep. Right.
So it takes much longer to fill out for the first time. The only difference then is you have to include your child's birth certificate and what's called the blue card.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, two proofs of residence, an ID. And the beauty behind this, though, is once they submit it and the schools then upload it to PowerSchool, all those documents transfer as well. If there's ever a question, a secretary needs to verify where somebody lives, they can look at the actual documents the parent just took a picture of and uploaded.
Right.
So. I was going to say, so there is a confirmation that everything is good from the school when it's all done.
And starting this early will give us the opportunity to do that even before school's out.
Yeah.
And so that way, if there are any kinks with any of the registration, whether it's a document that maybe wasn't loaded correctly or a question about who can pick up your child or, any of those aspects, that gives us time now to address those before school starts.
And nothing's lost.
Yeah.
Right? You're not collecting documents from parents and trying to make copies of them, make sure you gave them back their birth certificate.
Yeah.
Everything's secure. You know exactly who has access to it because who has rights to see that child in PowerSchool or within PowerSchool enrollment. And another thing that's going to be great now, we're just starting kindergarten registration. In fact, that will be pushed out this coming week.
Yeah.
Just to remind parents if their child is going to go to kindergarten next year.
That's awesome.
To go ahead and get started with that. And that'll let Indian Valley also know immediately.
Yeah.
They're not having parents have to come in. They're not having scheduled times to come meet like we used to.
Sure.
Even 10 years ago, come to the gym on this date.
Right.
So they can do it from the house.
That's awesome. And I'll give an example of that from last year.
Yeah.
We took, throughout the summer, the students that registered for kindergarten.
Yeah.
We made sure we had enough staff to cover the numbers of students that were registered.
Yeah.
Then the first 2 weeks of school, we had an influxuation of latecomers.
Okay.
But not staff.
Yes. Okay.
And so we don't want to be in that predicament again.
We
want to make sure that we have enough staff so that we can have really small classrooms.
Of course.
We managed it, and let me tell you, we have a phenomenal team over there at Indian Valley, and I can't say enough about those kindergarten teachers who, when I asked, do you want me to add another staff member, said, no, Dr. Ella, we've got this.
Wow.
And they took it like a champ.
That's amazing.
This year, but we want to make sure that our class sizes are small. And so I'm not doing that to them again. So this will allow us to go ahead and, if we've got a good grasp on numbers, we can make sure we have staff available and ready for the first day of school.
Well, that's amazing. I know you're excited about that. This is something you're getting ahead of the curve on, and you should be really excited about it, especially on the heels of the class banner. That is great. Congratulations on it all. I know that's amazing. You wanted to add something?
One last thing. If any parent has trouble, they can call us. We have a direct number. We have one person, Blake, who is handling any issues with parents trying to sign in or have any questions once they have signed in. And they can call 256-249-7020 or email us at powerschool@scsboe.org. All that information is on our website. We sent home letters with the midterms with all this information. We sent out the information in Parent Square, and it will be on social media. So we are definitely trying to reach out to everybody. And
trying to cover all our bases.
Yeah. Yes.
And if anybody has any issues, can't sign in, password questions, how do I do this? We have a dedicated person for the rest of the school year. Available Monday through Friday.
Please use him.
Absolutely. And all of that, and all of that is at scsboe.org.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Great. Mike Robinson, Dr. Michelle Eller, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Looking forward to the next school year.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.